we thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, admirable viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 69 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Onfarong on CSF, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouwe on Medium Network Service, or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIET Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Kwai Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia and Hulf Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supremacer Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States donates $618,000 to create jobs in Iraq. In environmental news, United Kingdom researchers find straw bale houses are very sustainable. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring TESI Environmental Awareness Movement, or TEAM, an eco-organization founded by people of Tibetan heritage living in India. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 28th, is the birthday of conservationist Mark Shand, born in London, United Kingdom in 1951. He is the co-founder of Elephant Family, a UK charity established in 2002 devoted to protecting the endangered Asian elephant and preserving their habitat. Elephant Family has organized the Elephant Parade, an art exhibit in which statues of life-size baby elephants are colorfully decorated by artists and celebrities and placed around London. Funds are later raised by auction sales of the vibrant models. Other cities such as Copenhagen and Amsterdam have hosted similar wonderful events. Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Mark Shand, for your devotion to the care of our intelligent vegetarian friends. May you have a very happy birthday with cherished ones, human and pachyderm alike.
Flying news. More rains impact Azerbaijan.
Following destructive storms that struck on June 20th, various regions in the nation were swept with heavy rains and strong winds from June 24th to 25th, resulting in the loss of one life in Bardar District, as well as injury to several people and major damage to infrastructure. In the neighboring Tardar region, the commission of the emergency ministry responded when 12 homes were damaged by floods that also stranded over 10 families. Meanwhile, in the Gabala region, rescuers evacuated residents when the swollen Mirza Bailey River flooded and damaged several homes. Our appreciation, Azerbaijani officials and rescue personnel, for your efforts to help ease the disaster situation. Our prayers for the quick subsiding of such intense weather conditions as we strive for kinder, more eco-conscious lifestyles.
Arizona wildfire consumes thousands of acres. With at least one other fire from the previous week now contained, the Schultz blaze continued to consume vegetation, blackening some 15,000 acres as of Saturday, June 26. Over 1,000 residents were evacuated earlier in the week for their safety. Light rain showers have aided firefighters, and the fire is now expected to be completely contained within the next week. A federal emergency rehabilitation team has arrived to examine the damage and formulate a recovery plan. In neighboring Colorado, a fire broke out in a remote area of Rocky Mountain National Park, forcing the closure of trails after 1,500 acres had burned with winds still fanning the blazes. The fire occurred in a lodgepole pine forest infested by the mountain pine beetle, an insect that has spread with global warming. Lessened rainfall associated with climate change also makes wildfires more likely. Our heartfelt thanks to the courageous fire crews for your efforts to safeguard lives and property. May we all do our part to minimize such destructive events as these by adopting lifestyles in greater harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. provides health aid to Ethiopia. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, in partnership with U.S.-based healthcare consultant firm John Snow, Inc., is donating $4.85 million U.S. dollars to the nation's Urban Health Extension Program. Designed by the Ethiopian government, the new program will serve approximately 2.6 million residents in urban areas across 19 cities and towns by improving healthcare to neighborhoods, schools, and youth centers. It will also provide training for nurses, who will then be assigned to assist designated households. Many thanks and Providence bless U.S. Agency for International Development, John Snow, Inc., and the Ethiopian government for this needed program that will benefit the health of many. Wishing the beautiful Ethiopian people vibrant well-being and continuously improving quality of life.
Historic first meeting of Arab and Pacific Island nations. In an effort to enhance cooperation in political, economic, and cultural fields, the United Arab Emirates hosted a first-ever ministerial meeting between Arab League member states and the Pacific Islands. In attendance were ministers from over 30 countries, with Australia and New Zealand as observing participants. Opening the conference, Secretary General of the Arab League, Amr Moussa, highlighted the goal of building relations according to United Nations Charter principles, as well as cooperation and interdependence. Discussions included topics such as tourism, healthcare, education, climate change, and sustainable energy. A joint communique enacted at the event's conclusion pledged future collaboration, including the opening of an Arab League office in the Pacific to foster trade and further investments between the two regions. Bravo all attending leaders of this cordial and progressive conference, wishing the people throughout the Middle East and the Pacific Island region ever-expanding friendship, prosperity, and peace.
Veg trend growing with another loving hut in South Korea. As more and more people opt for the compassionate plant-based lifestyle, the nation has welcomed more than 40 loving hut restaurants. Asan is one of the newest additions to this international family of vegan restaurants, fostered by Supreme Master Qinghai's concept of providing wholesome and delectable vegan cuisine to the public at affordable prices.
The branch in Asan is located in the famous hot spring town of Onyang, with this locale noted for its menu special, goulash, as well as its quality traditional Korean tea, served in fine ceramic teapots and cups.
완전 채식은 이 식당에서 처음 먹어봤습니다. 아주 담백하고 맛있었습니다. 저도 이제 앞으로 같은 경우에는 좀 채식 위주 식단으로 하는 게 건강에도 좋고 그렇게 잘 생각하고 있습니다.
다른 식당에 비해서 약간 좀 이렇게 특이한 메뉴들이 있더라고요. 뭐 굴라시 메뉴라든가 좀 맛있게 먹었던 것 같아요. 채식을 해야 되는 이유는 정말 100가지가 넘지만 채식을 하지 말아야 되는 이유는 정말 한 가지도 찾을 수가 없습니다.
Since its opening, the Loving Hut Asan has also been serving free vegan fare every Sunday at Anyang Station to the less fortunate, who express their delight not only for its taste, but also because of its nutritious and cruelty-free nature.
근데 드셔본 분들이 너무 뭔가 다른 음식하고 다르고 좋다고 점점 많이 들어보세요.
Congratulations, Loving Hut, on yet another eatery that brings culinary contentment to the health and mind. Our thanks also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt support of this vegan franchise, as we look forward to seeing more and more people make the scrumptiously easy switch to the nutritious and eco-conscious veg lifestyle.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healings.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because of the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Sitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed or such worship performed or such sacrifice offered would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Sitigarbha Sutra. Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes, I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism.
A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The Supreme Path of Discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Lithuanian leader Algirdas Brazauskas remembered. The country's ninth president and former prime minister passed away at age 77 on Saturday, June 26th. As the head of what is now the Social Democratic Party, Mr. Brazauskas was the first president elected following Lithuania's establishment of independence. Even after deciding not to seek another presidential term, His Excellency was later appointed prime minister by the nation's parliament and remained a respected political voice until his passing. Current Lithuanian President Dalia Grybauskaitė paid tribute to Mr. Brazauskas' sincerity and steadfast support in seeing the nation through challenging times. We send our condolences to the friends, family, and colleagues of 9th President Algirdas Brazauskas. May his soul rest serenely in the forever comfort and peace of the divine.
Leading Chinese artists remembered. The internationally acclaimed Wu Guangzhang, a significant figure in Chinese 20th century art, has passed away at the ripe age of 91. As the first Chinese artist to be awarded France's Order of Arts and Letters, Mr. Wu lived modestly with a legacy that included donating rather than selling many of his works to public museums. We offer our respectful condolences to the loved ones of Mr. Wu Guangzhang, whose gifted works continue to inspire art lovers worldwide. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's everlasting love and grace.
Save our planet. Global warming could lead to ocean circulation shutdown. A new study by U.S. scientists at the University of Massachusetts Amherst found that the amount of fresh water cycling through the Arctic is increasing due to global warming. This has raised the concern that the large volumes of ice melt from Greenland and other sources could dilute the normally salty Arctic waters to the point that the circulation of the North Atlantic, also known as the thermohaline circulation, could be slowed or even halted, with disastrous consequences for the global climate. Explaining this immense potential tipping point in a telephone interview with Supreme Master Television was Professor Anders Lieberman from Potsdam University, a senior researcher at the Potsdam Institute of Climate Impact Research in Germany and the lead author of the Sea Level Change chapter for the coming fifth report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC.
If you put an additional fresh water into the North Atlantic by melting Greenland or by having more discharge from Siberian rivers, then you can freshen the North Atlantic so strongly that there won't be any sinking of water anymore, and that would disrupt this thermohaline circulation and could make it stop. Because there's so much heat transport associated with this thermohaline circulation, it's going to disturb the entire climate system.
The thermohaline circulation acts as the conveyor belt, bringing heat from the lower to higher parts of the northern hemisphere. A collapse of this vital system could decrease North Atlantic temperatures by up to 8 degrees Celsius, severely affecting agriculture in Europe. Sea level rise and disrupted ecosystems and rainfall patterns are the other consequences that could hugely impact human life.
The estimates are such that this kind of sea level rise that we would get from a collapse of the thermal and circulation would be 10 times, 20 times quicker than what we see at the moment. The sea level would more or less instantaneously rise in the North Atlantic by up to a meter. Then you disrupt the heat uptake of the ocean, which would further increase global warming. Then the rain belt in the tropics would shift by a few hundred kilometers. If you look where where people live in West Africa and also in the Amazon region, then this is where the rain fall is, and that would change enough to disturb these communities.
We thank Professor Lieberman and Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research colleagues, as well as the University of Massachusetts Amherst scientists, for alerting us to this potential catastrophe of the ocean as it affects the ecosphere. May we act swiftly to avert such disastrously large-scale changes and protect lives.
During a September 2009 video conference in Peru, as on many previous occasions, Supreme Master Qinghai urged for direct action that effectively addresses such complex climate problems at their root.
We are not ready for the changes that are coming. We are not ready at all. We are not prepared enough. Some of the changes are even anticipated to be unexpected, because there are many complicated interacting factors. The wisest action would be to fix the situation we have now and prevent further damage. Then we won't even have to worry about the future. The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple, but it is the best solution, the most effective, and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately. So please, before the situation gets any more out of hand, let's choose the vegan diet.
Save our planet. Once thought to be extinct, the parsley fern is rediscovered on the UK's Ascension Island in the South Atlantic, with scientists at London's Royal Botanic Gardens now hoping to help revive the species by cultivating more plants from the samples found.
Save Our Planet. Through a government-funded program in the United States, around 4,600 free chargers for electric vehicles will be installed throughout 9 major municipal regions for more convenient use of this clean form of transportation.
Save Our Planet. Canadian Environment Minister Jim Prentice announces a national plan to phase out coal-fired electricity plants in favor of cleaner energy sources to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Warning news. India's Ministry of Health and Family Welfare urges for more stringent measures to ensure that producers and retailers heed an already existing ban and refrain from ripening fruit artificially with carbide gas, a toxic and cancer-causing agent.
Friends, I'm Pitu the Swan, one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I enjoy my nutritious vegan diet. Would you like to hear a tip for your workplace? A number of studies have shown that even just a short time in nature is beneficial for your well-being. During lunchtime, try a brief walk to a nearby park to brighten your day. You can make it even more enjoyable by inviting a co-worker. Thank you for tuning in. Many thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around our globe.
In humanitarian news, the United States donates $618,000 to create jobs in Iraq. Launched by the United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, the Work for Cash project will start as a pilot plan in central Iraq's Diyala province. Expected to benefit 1,444 families, it will include employment in areas such as farmland rehabilitation, tree planting, and sanitation improvements. Mercy Corps, a U.S.-based humanitarian organization, WFP, other groups, and United Nations agencies will together implement the program with the goal of ensuring food security for the participants. Our heartfelt gratitude and God bless you, United States, for your generosity. Also, our sincere thankfulness to the United Nations World Food Program, Mercy Corps, and all others involved for your joint efforts. May the lives of many kind Iraqi citizens be enhanced by your laudable endeavor.
In environmental news, United Kingdom researchers find sustainability of straw bale houses. Dr. Pete Walker, professor at the Center for Innovative Construction Materials at the University of Bath, and colleagues assessed the eco-friendly two-story bale house at Bath structure. It was determined that the building, which was inaugurated a year ago, could withstand winds of up to 120 miles per hour, or more than 193 kilometers per hour. Built by Motsel, the frame of the house is formed by prefabricated panels filled with straw bales. The crop used to make the straw can be sourced locally and absorbs carbon dioxide when growing. Kudos Motsel, Dr. Pete Walker and fellow researchers for helping us to realize this green material's vast potential. May innovative eco-technologies go hand in hand with the planet-protecting vegan diet for a viable and vibrant future for our Earth. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting TESI Environmental Awareness Movement, an eco-organization committed to helping people of Tibetan heritage adopt sustainable practices. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned for more friendly news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a knowledgeable world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an environmental group which advocates that people of Tibetan heritage transition to organic farming methods.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
TESI Environmental Awareness Movement, or TEAM, is dedicated to helping people of Tibetan heritage living in the Himalayan mountain region adopt sustainable practices. Based in Dharamsala, India, TEAM advocates organic agriculture and offers farmers training in methods of growing organic produce. In addition, the nonprofit assists with the establishment of organic seed banks and markets within communities.
TEAM encourages schools to adopt a nature-oriented curriculum. The nonprofit has also contacted more than 125 Tibetan settlements addressing climate change issues. Another endeavor of the group is to support Tibetan monks and nuns in reaffirming the honoring of all life, which is at the roots of their spiritual beliefs. On World Environmental Day, June 5, 2010, TEAM held a day-long seminar entitled The Role of Tibetan Monastic Communities in Environmental Protection.
Another of TEAM's projects is in developing eco-educational materials in the Tibetan language. More than 27 books and brochures have been published. Other printed material include posters of beautiful wild animals with the message that their precious lives be respected. Bravo, TESI Environmental Awareness Movement, on your very significant work. May the pure-hearted Tibetan people embrace earth-loving ways, beginning with the low-emissions organic plant-based diet with Buddha's immense love and blessings.
Please join us for a joke told in Persian entitled Propellers.
معلم میگه کی میدونه چرا هواپیما پروانه داره؟ بهرام میگه آقا برای اینکه خلبان عرق نکنه. معلم میگه از کجا میگی؟ بهرام میگه آقا یه دفعه که ما داشتیم فیلم تماشا میکردیم دیدیم وقتی که پروانه هواپیما از کار افتاد خلبان خیس عرق شد.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
看了 Supreme Master TV 的环保影片之后，我才知道我们对环保的了解只是非常的表面而已。雅慧
，Thoughtful Yahweh, thank you for your sincere comment. Supreme Master Qinghai, along with esteemed scientists and the United Nations, has so clearly shown us the simple solution to our urgent environmental crisis by a global transition to the organic vegan diet.We can stop climate change immediately. Please join in the noble circle of earth-protecting individuals. May heaven's love be with you.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May wisdom and compassion illuminate your heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Foreign Secretary Nirupama Rao of India and her counterpart in Pakistan, Salman Bashir, meet to enhance diplomatic relations and advance toward a goal of more comprehensive peace talks between their countries.
Five of the world's leading musical prodigies, ranging in age from 7 to 16, delight audiences in Singapore as they join in performances to raise funds for children with disabilities as part of the Great Eastern International Kids Performing Festival.
Speaking at the Group of Eight, or G8 Nations Summit, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev calls for leaders to create an international plan to eliminate drug trafficking.
Veterans of America Foundation in Olac or Vietnam, along with U.S.-based Latter-day Saint Charities, donate 54 wheelchairs to 12 hospitals in Hanam, a province in northern Olac or Vietnam.
In western Myanmar, UN aid agencies work with local non-governmental organizations as well as government health staff to provide food, medical assistance, and jobs to villagers affected by recent devastating floods.
Britain Dr. Ian Douglas Hamilton, founder of Save the Elephants, is named this year's recipient of the Indianapolis Prize, a top commendation with a $100,000 cash award recognizing his outstanding work in protecting the elephants.
The UN announces a new group, co-chaired by Rwandan President Paul Kagame and Spanish Prime Minister Jose Luis Rodriguez Zapatero, with expert and high-profile members who seek to actively advance Millennium Development Goals.
At the Nashville Rising Benefit Concert in Tennessee, USA, organized by award-winning American musicians Faith Hill and Tim McGraw, and featuring many celebrities, an estimated $3 million was raised for flood relief in the state.
In response to the 7.1 magnitude quake that shook Papua Province, Indonesian officials distribute over 11,000 tons of rice, 500 tents, medical supplies, and relief aid via helicopters to reach affected residents in remote areas.
French and Palestinian delegates sign an agreement through which France is donating 23 million euros to support additional development projects in Palestine.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet.May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.